Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on right now? I'm talking with Custom. They have a new album coming out here at the end of September called Five or V, the fifth Custom record. Welcome back to a form of Loud and Local that we never knew before, guys.
Right on. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us back.
Typically, and you know, I promise when this all clears away, we've been saying that for 18 months now, I will have you guys back in the studio for a good old-fashioned episode of Loud and Local.
Awesome. Right, looking forward to it.
Yeah,
so you guys are releasing an album that I'm assuming was recorded during the pandemic, is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, we figured if we couldn't get out and play, we may as well get our butts in the studio and do something productive there.
All right. Well, walk me through that. But before we do, let's in case people are new to Custom, this is their fifth album. But in case you're new to Custom, why don't we go around the room, introduce yourself and tell us what you do with Custom?
OK, we're down one member. That would be Scott Bickham. He's not here with us tonight. And he's a guitar player. And I'm Brian Cochran, and I'm the drummer.
Corey, I play guitar.
My name is Dave. I'm the singer.
Paul, play bass.
And like I said, so we were talking about recording during the pandemic. Walk me through that process. What was that like? Was there anything different as far as, you know, I'm assuming probably very different. Walk me through that, guys.
We were scheduled to go into London Bridge in April of 2020. So that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So Jonathan said, we'll reschedule when we can. And that turned into the fall. So that actually gave us time to go in and rework songs and add some new songs. And we ended up going into the studio September of 2020.
Okay.
With more material and more ready.
Yeah. Well, and it was kind of cool too. Cause a lot of times, you know, you're on a real tight schedule with the studio cause they've got other guys booked right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of ways, it gave us a lot more flexibility because it kind of opened up the schedule. So Jonathan was able to give us more room to breathe. We were able to go back and rework stuff, come back, throw down some more stuff. It was actually pretty cool. Yeah.
Jonathan Plum.
Yeah.
So we're talking about engineered and produced.
So as far as the actual doing it with COVID, we had to mask up when we were in the control room. We had to stay a certain distance away from the control board.
Yeah.
Had to be masked up in the live room. If it was just us, we could take our masks off.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as somebody else came in, we had to mask up. So yeah, it was a real different experience.
Oh yeah.
Wow. So you got through it though. And congratulations for that.
Through.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I froze for a second there. Well, you made it through, guys, and you know, we're at the other side of things. And have you guys played any shows yet?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're playing this weekend up at Triple Horn.
Yeah, Hornfest.
Hornfest. Yeah.
Cool.
We played Fest a couple weeks ago, so it's the summer of Fest.
We did Chalet Theater.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think we've done three or four shows since things have started back up.
Yeah.
So tell me about the first time coming back to it, man, after, you know, you kind of had to knock a little rust off of it, probably, I'm assuming. Were you guys nervous after, 16 months off?
I was.
I wasn't. I was just happy to finally be back out. It's all that pent up energy. Mm-hmm. What was the Chalet show with?
No, it was Tony V's.
Tony V's.
Oh. It was weird though because the audience had to stay at their tables.
Yep. Yeah.
They had to wear masks.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like playing a dinner theater.
Yeah.
It was
classy.
It was pretty bizarre.
Yeah, that's
right. Pretty bizarre.
It was when we were kind of doing soft openings for clubs.
Yep.
And they would no tickets at the door. Everything you had to pre-purchase online, and you could only sell so many tickets. So I mean, the smaller clubs that were cut in half were down to a quarter were sold out, so to speak. But it was masks on for the most part.
But our last show was outdoors, and our next two shows are outdoors. So
cool.
That'll be good.
We got to do it safely as we re-enter into this world. And
yes,
we got to keep music going.
Exactly. And you know what? If it's inside and I have to wear a mask, I'm down, as long as it keeps my friends on stage and it keeps, my friends at venues, in their jobs and keeps everything going. I'm okay with wearing a mask, or, if it's outside, even better. So,
right.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So, So what can you tell me about this record? I've heard some of it, but I'm curious. We're going to go into some of the music here and shortly, but as far as, this being your fifth album, in your guys' opinion, how does it compare to your past material, and what stands out to you guys the most about this batch of songs for album number
five? We wrote a lot of different material during COVID, and we weren't sure if all of it was going to live together well on the same album. And so we wanted some extra songs. And when we got postponed, that's when we were able to free up some more material. And it's an interesting mix. Once we got in and started working with Jonathan, the songs seemed to glue themselves together more than repel each other.
Yeah.
There's spaces in between songwriting. We did get one done and maybe start working on another one the following month or two. And so it was a drawn out process, because a lot of times we couldn't rehearse and we couldn't get together. So that was the work in progress for a lot of the music.
I think listening to it, you could tell it's a custom album, but it definitely has a different sound to it. I think, each of the albums have a different sound. Everyone's going to say that. Yeah, we have a different sound, but it really does. I think that the songwriting has grown. I think, it's just a whole different sound to it, but you can still tell it's custom. I mean, it still sounds like it.
So the first time we've gone into a major studio and just did the work. We recorded every possible way in the past, and this is the first time we just stepped up and went into a big studio with an actual producer.
Yeah, having somebody actually produce it
right
was huge.
Big help.
We've never done that before.
The catalog of custom albums, the last one, Brace for Impact, was the first one that I was on and Dave was on. So new singer and new drummer.
And Scott.
And so this is the same crew of guys. So I think these two albums sound closer together than any of the other albums. Running back to back with the same musicians.
The songs themselves, I mean, some of these songs literally just clicked. We probably put the song together in a matter of days or even weeks. Some of the songs are ones where, like, the seed of the idea maybe was years old. And we could just never. One of the songs in one form or another has been around for a long time, and we could just never really quite find that song's voice. I think honestly, again, the COVID break gave us the time to maybe spend on it, where instead of always being in a rush, we got a show coming up, we got this going on, we got that going on. We were able to take a more intentional and casual approach towards it and come up with it.
And focus specifically on that.
And in fact, I think it's one of the best songs on the album.
I agree.
So
Open Road.
That's right. So
that's great, man. So the new album you recorded at London Bridge. Sorry, I was a little distracted. The cat was like scratching at the door, wanted in. So I had to open the door for him. So the new album, you recorded it at London Bridge, and you said it's the first time you've really gone with like a upscale, like a professional studio. Tell me a bit about that, because that place is iconic as far as, just music and especially the Northwest, and just so many incredible, influential and just like seminal rock records were made there. It's kind of standing on the shoulder of giants there, huh?
It was a must, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan likes to take rock bands and have everybody play in the same room, almost just like a live show. And we did that. And it tends to change the way you approach an album. It changes your workflow instead of just, well, I'll just record some tracks myself today. And if I don't like them, I'll redo them tomorrow. No, it's
punch in, punch out. Punch
yeah, in. It's it's time to go. And so that's what we did. And that's just the way that the album started. And
but the history of the place wasn't lost on us. I know there were times where I'd be playing and I'd just stop and look around and you just think about, you know, who was standing over there? Who recorded this over here? Mm-hmm. And you go out in the lobby and there's pictures of, you know, the bands there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait, that's right there. So it's pretty cool. It was pretty cool being there. And I mean, we've recorded some good studios.
Yeah. I was going to say, no disrespect to Soundhouse and the job that they did, but we produced it ourselves.
Right.
Yep. We've always produced ourselves. Yep. And this is the first time that we have allowed somebody to say that's not good enough, do it again, or that chorus could be better. And it was it's eye-opening. It's worth it, you know, in hindsight I wish we would have always done it.
Were you guys, did you guys resist that at all, or were you just like, hey, let's just do what he says?
We pretty much did what he said. I mean,
there was a few minor bells, but nothing major.
But we went into it with the mindset that we wanted to work with him on it.
We told him.
We said, if you've got an idea, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
So, and he's got some guest appearances on the record. He sings and he plays some guitar on there, and he's sprinkled in there. So he's like the sixth Beatle.
I think we all knew we were leaving our comfort zone. With the old approaches to recording and doing everything ourselves. So leaving the comfort zone was.
You get so close to the songs that everything sounds right to you, and it's not until somebody else comes in with fresh ears. Mm-hmm. And goes, well, I see your idea there, but it's not really communicating, or it's not working, or
that happened.
Or you know, at practice, you know, it's so loud in there. A lot of times, it's really hard to hear exactly what everyone else is doing. And so, again, having that independent third party going, hey, you know, what you're doing doesn't work with what he's doing. You need to
did that a lot.
But it is hard to hear sometimes. It's hard to hear it from someone sometimes.
Yeah.
When you've got in your mind, no, this is the way the song goes, and somebody tells you, no, it isn't. It shouldn't go that way. Yeah. You know, it can be difficult. But I think more often than not, he was right.
Yeah.
That's cool that you go in, you know, and with the humble, you know, kind of approach of like, hey, we're here and we got you for a reason to make this record, you know, better and as good as it can be. So
yeah, we told him that going in. We told Jonathan, we said, hey, for this album, you're the sixth member of the band.
Yeah.
And we really value your thoughts and input. As a band, we write collaboratively to begin with. Mm-hmm. And so we're used to hearing each other's ideas and critiques and, you know, other guys kind of tearing apart our baby to make a different monster. And so we're kind of used to that. So when Jonathan was in there, you know, we gave him the freedom and he took it. And I think it made a much better result.
Yep. He pushed us.
Yeah, he did.
All of us. He pushed us.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm talking again with Custom, and they have a new album that's going to be available in September called Five or V. We'll talk a little bit about how you can get your hands on the record. We'll talk a little bit about what kept them sane, assuming they did stay sane during the pandemic and all that stuff. But we're going to jump into a couple songs here that are actually have been premiered. So we'll play in a couple Snake in the Grass and 10 Years Gone. What can you guys say to intro these songs?
I think Snake in the Grass was Paul's idea.
Yeah,
really. That was his original riff, his ideas, his structure, and then he passed it around the room and we just took off with it.
Yeah, that was one of those songs that came together super fast. It just clicked. Super fun song. It's one of my favorite ones on the album too.
Nice.
And 10 Years Gone was that Scott brought that in. Mm-hmm. Right before we went to the studio, actually. Like just a couple weeks before we went in.
That's right.
I've got a new song. Okay. So we were still, in fact, that's one of the songs that while we were in the studio, Jonathan came up with an idea for it that actually changed the structure a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was a brand new song when we went in there. Nice. So it was pretty cool. It was real fresh.
Nice. Right on. Well, that's cool that you guys had that extra time, you know, with pushing the date back, obviously not the most perfect circumstance, but you were given that time, extra time to write some new stuff and flesh out the record. So, all right. Here's a couple songs. As we said, Snake in the Grass and 10 Years Gone. We're talking with Custom. We'll be back with more from the band.
Here comes some trouble.
That was 10 Years Gone. Before that, Snake in the Grass. The band is Custom. They have a brand new album called Five. It's going to be available here in September. Before we go any further, how can people get their hands on this album? Do they need to come see you guys live? Is there a website that they can purchase the album, or what's the best way?
Well, our website is customseattle.com. All of our materials up there. At the time of recording, we're still finishing up the exact plans for the release, but right now we're planning a release party, and word will be coming out about that real soon.
Okay.
By the time this hits the air, the deets should be there. I just don't know them off the top of my head at this exact moment.
But it will be available, obviously, from us at the shows, from the website, digital platform, all your regular digital platforms, Spotify, iTunes, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Cool.
We'll be on all those.
Yep.
Right on. And we'll keep rocking it here. Now, obviously, the past 18 months or so has been hard on most of us, at least, except the tech billionaire giants who've just tripled their wealth. But all of us normal people, it's been pretty difficult on us. If you're having a crap day, which is not hard to imagine during a pandemic, what is an album that you can go back to, put in your headphones, to bring you back to a good place, whether it be an aggressive song to get your anger out, a happy song to lift you up? What's an album that is a tried and true thing that you can go back to?
I got one right off
the top. Sure. Paul, what is it?
I always go AC/DC Powerage.
Okay.
It's the one I always go to.
Yep.
That's the one.
Hell yeah, man.
If I've got some rage issues that I need to get out, this last year, I discovered a band out of Sweden called Orbit Culture. And okay. I've been dining on Orbit Culture. Good stuff. If you haven't heard, check them out. If I'm looking to chill, though, I think probably Jar of Flies, Alice in Chains is one of my go-tos. Mm. I know that I could probably sing the songs backwards at this point, but I don't know. It just always... puts me in that chill zone. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. A classic there.
I'm all over the board for what gets me to my happy place, but I will say you would have been proud of me the other day. I was having a morning, so I turned YouTube on through my sound bar and I said, play brutal metal. And the stuff that was coming through there was brutal. And after about an hour, my wife made me turn it off, but I felt much better.
Get your anger out in the morning.
The only band I recognized on it was Arch Enemy.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like mellow compared to some of the stuff. But I felt so good after.
Yeah.
Sonic therapy, free sonic metal therapy.
Yes, I think my neighbors enjoyed it too.
That's right. They did.
For me, Ian Thornley, I like the band Big Wreck, and I like all the catalog, and a lot of the albums are different.
Okay.
So you get a variety. And I think it kind of set the tone for how I was going to play and feel on this, on the new record.
Yeah.
So I stayed in that vein for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Right on, guys. Well, as far as, besides music and playing with the band with Custom, what's kept you sane? And that's a big assumption, that you've stayed sane during this pandemic. What's kept you, at least busy, you know, have there been, you know, hobbies that you've turned to, or working, or hanging with the family? What have you guys, what's been keeping you sane, quote unquote?
Still looking.
Well, since I was stuck at home, there's always the honey-do list, right? So, yeah, I've been working in the yard. I rebuilt a couple of decks, you know, and, you know, I like working with my hands. So I've been working on my car a little bit. I don't know, just – and then life in general, you know, family, music, work in general. Yeah.
Also, you're holding something that's probably kept you sane in your hand.
Here, here.
craft beer in the Northwest.
Yes, sir.
Certainly doesn't hurt.
I like doing remodeling, and every year I pull off a project on the house. And right when COVID hit, I was set to actually add another room to my home studio. Mm-hmm. So there's a remote room that's 9x25 and it's soundproof. It was getting through the whole soundproof walls process and then also getting microphone runs back to the control room.
Oh, wow.
So for a whole month, I hit that really hard, and then the finish work started, but it was a fun project.
Yeah.
And I actually had some time off of work, but my work kept going. So I was able to return to work when I was ready. And then I've just been working ever since.
So do you have a recording studio in your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Brace for Impact here.
Brace for Impact.
Yeah. That's killer.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And it's nice too. It's, it's not just a garage with some foam shoved against the wall.
That's killer.
Yeah.
Well, what about you guys? What's kept you sane? Quote unquote.
Put my house up for sale.
That was a tedious event,
but a lot of life events came in between there, and I almost didn't stop working. So kind of the last year's been a blur.
Yeah.
The recording was a nice pause for my life, actually, when we actually got to do that for the 2 or 3 or 4 weeks that we did it.
Yeah.
Especially at the time, because everything was still so restricted, so restricted that we needed that. It really helped with our sanity to be able to go in there, even though we couldn't rehearse, even though we couldn't get into the rehearsal studio, you know, to go in there and work on the album. Just it meant a lot to all of us to be able to do that. At the time,
Fortnite saved my butt too.
I think we had a couple rehearsals here since the once the room was ready, we prepared for the album and the recording studio in the new live room.
Yeah.
And that was pre-production. That's right. And that was a lot of fun to use the room for the first time.
Well, we're a real active band. We like to get out and play, and it's kind of funny because we didn't know it at the time, but we basically played, I think, pretty much the last live show on the West Coast down in Vancouver. Like literally, I think it was the next day.
Yeah, they shut it down at like midnight.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And we didn't even know that at the time. It wasn't until like
stopped at a brewery on the way home in Olympia.
Yeah. And then on the other end of the bookshelf, we were one of the very first shows back out. Tony V's, Tony's awesome. We love him. And the whole shutdown hit him and all the other venues super hard. And Snohomish County kind of opened a crack in the door. And Tony was like, hey, can you guys come play? Like, it was pretty much like this weekend or something.
Yeah. And I think it was a 25% capacity.
Well, one band, remember?
Yeah, it was one band.
Three or four bands at Tony's. It's just one band.
Yep. So we jumped on that, and we played a couple other ones since. But, it's kind of funny because it's almost like we hit both ends of the shutdown. Yeah.
That last show, there was probably like, all right, guys, just shelter in place for 2 weeks, and we'll be right back at
it. That's what we thought.
Yeah, that was with the Glenn Cannon band. And we found out the next day, and they're like, well, enjoy the beer in the brewery because you can't come in here tomorrow. And we're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
We had no clue.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Oh, we'll be back in a couple of weeks. No worries. It'll all breeze by. It's just, anyways. Guys, okay. So we're actually going to go into a new song, and this is one that we're going to be premiering here. So again, the album is called Five by Custom, and we played Snake in the Grass and 10 Years Gone, two songs that have been featured as singles, but we're about to play Open Road here, and this is a bit of a fast one. Tell me a little bit about this one. Was this a late addition to the album? Was it one of the first ones? Who wrote this one?
This song in its riff form has changed, I don't know how many times, but that song idea is over 10 years old, maybe 15 years old.
Okay.
It started out as a New York Dolls riff.
Nice.
And it just, we couldn't make traction with it. It gets put away. We've made member changes. It's been brought out and it didn't make it. And I told these guys going in, I have to get rid of the song. I can't carry the song anymore. So
it's a burden on me, man.
It was. Sometimes you just got to, even if it doesn't make the record, you just got to record it.
Right.
You may not make the record.
These demons, dude.
Yes.
We played it in so many different incarnations of it throughout the years with the different band members. And to see it finally get out there. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah. I remember back.
I remember that.
It's like, you remember what it used to be like and how far it's come and how much it's changed.
We straightened out, made it just a basic AC/DC.
It's a rock song.
Rock song. It's awesome for your riding your Harley or driving your car. And Dave put some incredible lyrics to it. And it's actually one of my favorite songs. It makes me smile every time I hear it. It's like, wow. That song took forever to get out.
That's cool, man. Yeah. And we're putting it out into the universe now. We're going to feature it and premiere it here. So, guys, we're going to go into it. But before we do and end this, you guys got any words of thanks or shout outs or anything you'd like to say before we jump into Open Road?
Well, definitely thanks to Jonathan Plum and London Bridge Studio.
Yep.
We wouldn't be hearing this right now if it weren't for their efforts. Jack. Yeah.
Jack and Dino did our mastering.
Yeah,
Jack,
awesome.
Scott, who's not here tonight.
Scott, right?
Yeah.
Huge thanks to KSW. You guys have been amazing to us for a long time, and we love working with you guys.
Love you guys.
Right on. And we'll be seeing you guys soon, and keep updated with Custom as they're going to be playing a ton of cool shows, and you can pick up this album when you go see them live. So again, it's 5 is the name of the record. Congratulations on this. Sounding killer.
Thank you,
Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Here's Open Road, a Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Woohoo.
As my
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.